I'm Brandon Peoples at the Riley County Fairgrounds, speaking with a local 4-H member, Alexis Heusler. How old are you and what school do you go to?
I am 14 and I'm going to be a freshman at MHS.
All right. And how long have you been involved in 4-H?
About 4 years, I think.
All right. And tell me what you'll be showing this week.
I will be doing photography, arts and crafts, some fiber arts, foods, and also Legos.
All right. Well, that's interesting. So kind of a variety of different things. What's maybe your favorite project you've got?
I really like doing Legos. Yeah.
Okay. And just ever since you were little?
Legos are fun.
So tell us a little bit about what you built here this week.
I usually do, like, Minecraft Legos, because I really like Minecraft, and I usually combine them to make, like, larger world things.
In terms of the photography, do you consider yourself an avid photographer?
Yeah, I usually just take pictures of our animals.
Okay. You have a lot of animals at home?
Yeah. Two cats and two dogs.
Cool. Very good. How do you prepare for an event like this?
Well, usually you would want to prepare, like, sometimes a few months before, and some people do it, like, a few weeks before, but it's good to just make sure that you have all of your projects ready, and to make sure that you know the steps of how you made the project.
What is it, you find that the judges are looking for as you come to an event like this?
The judges are mainly looking for if you know your information about how you made whatever it is you're showing.
Reporting from the Riley County Fair, I'm Brandon Peoples, News Radio, KMAN.